We are already at the passage Vayera, the second passage of our forefather, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, our spoken to Christ, Avraham Oyavi, my beloved Avraham, the one who loves me so much. The good of Ava, of love, is when a person does something not because he has to do it, because it's his utmost desire to do it. Many people don't listen because they do it. One is my mother all night. I appreciate so much how much Hashem loves me and cares for me, and He created this whole world that I should be carrying myself to Him. I'm doing my utmost. Make sure that I can do that. With that, and that's a big thing. I hate the love I see in basic mammary creation test for him to claim I didn't. This world who has Rahman, Avraham Avinu after the Bishnah, and he walked into Red Cup. She changed the whole of nature and made it such a happy. So he's been appearing to Bochum. Everyone was mistired. And so much wanted to be able to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways and pleasure. I don't do what I'm asked. I'm excited about it. That's what we said in the Tzvila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the meat of Avraham Avinu. Ava said that. I love doing chesed. That's something. Not something I just have to do. It's something I'm so excited about. After the Kafir Hashem and Chanani sent the Malachim, changed the laws of nature again, made a Malach look like a person, because he saw how much Avraham Avinu loved it. It says, Vayirav Hashem. Actually, it says Hashem was Mevakir Cholim. Because Baruch Hu gave him this message, how much Hashem himself is a chofik chesed, how much he likes and loves to do chesed. It's not the derech of the melech ma'achayim lochem to be mvake cholim. He created the whole world below his dignity. No, Hashem says it's not below my dignity. It's the greatest, most dignified thing a person can do is care for others. If a person takes care of somebody, and someone's recently telling me that some tzaddikis that she deals with people that have all kind of mental problems, and they're not clean and they're not pleasant. And she said she doesn't care. It doesn't make a difference. She loves it. She's just excited about helping people. She doesn't even pay attention to that. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not in the of my coffin. Because this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu is all about. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always doing chesed. Because he loves doing chesed to us. And that's why we have to open up our eyes. Everybody has different things in their life that are not comfortable for them. We have to realize it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kulei chesed. But to have this way to do chesed. And if you have it, there's kind of really something good about it. The world situation now, it's all for our benefit. For us to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also emulate His mitzvah of chesed. We're with Him. We don't get distracted. We're not going to put our faith not in the doctors and not in the economists and not in the politicians. Not even in Trump. Because both are the one who's running the world. So we're not going to tell you to all the wonderful people that did good things for us. But we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to emulate His ways. That's at the end of the parasha. Has a famous Maisa Akeda. And we see once again the amazing nature of Avraham Avinu. The word that repeats itself the most is the word Hineni. I am here. I am here. Rashi says it's a Lashon of Hanover. Kachi ani yosem shel chasidim, Lashon Hanover, Lashon Zimun. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And when Hashem came to Avraham Avinu the first time, Vayomer Hineni, number one. afterwards, later in the parsha, he puts the wood on Yitzchak. Yitzchak, his son, says, Ovi, I'm Hineni Bini. Once again, Hineni. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. It's a son, but I'm here for you. It doesn't make a difference if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or his son, whether the person is greater than him or less than him. The same lesson of Anova. I'm nothing. I'm not an entity that has to be involved in myself. I'm here for you. And the most powerful one of their name is a little bit later on. Just think of Avraham Avinu as a person full of emotion, of excitement, for Avodas Hashem. Like we said in the beginning of the parsha, he was waiting just, I can't manage with Enoch Nosocha, I want to do chesed. Now he gets to see him because he's both with the Shechter's son. For a second, maybe not even for a second, it sounds like the most devastating thing. I want to do chesed and now I'm killing my son, the opposite of what I wanted to do. But right away, he realizes Hashem is a greater Baal Chesed than I am. And if Hashem told me to do this, kind of read something good. I don't understand it, but I go with Hashem. That's what our goal in life, to go with Hashem in every situation. Now comes the amazing thing. So Avraham, you know, the whole way is working himself up. I'm doing this for Man Shmo Yisboch. I know this is the right thing to do. It's hard, but I know it's the right thing to do. The Malach, that the Sultan makes the marble over the flood. No, it's not going to stop me. This is what Hashem wants. And he sets up the Mizbeach. And he ties up Yitzchak and he puts him on the Mizbeach. And he took his hand and put a knife in his hand. Can you imagine the tremendous excitement he had? That this is it's going to be the greatest thing I can do in my life. But it's the hardest thing for me to do about doing the Chinese Borach. And then suddenly, while he's totally overwhelmed with his emotions and excitement, suddenly he hears, if we'd be in a situation, we wouldn't hear anything. I'm so excited about, oh, now, like the over this, go through this, he's saying, don't bother me. And suddenly he hears, Avram Avram, and what is the answer? He hates me. That same peace of mind, that same anova, that same readiness, if there's a voice in Hashem, I drop everything, all emotions and excitement, and I'm focused on what the Rosh Hashem is. And that was the biggest act of Yirat Shamayim that he did. He said that he named it at that point of the time, and he was able to stop himself. That's what the Brisker Rebbe says. That was the epitome of the Rosh Hashem. That's good. When a person's excited with the Shem Shamayim, he still has his ear open. What is Hashem telling me? And he's able to stop himself in the split minutes. So many times the Yetzirah gets us, and he gets excited about something. Oh, the Shem Shamayim, I have to beat this guy over the head, or whatever it is. And we get caught up with ourselves, and we don't think, oh, it's like, what does Hashem really want over here? Keep my ears open. And that's it. That's our Buddha now, for the spirit of our lives, to see the world. I don't have to listen to things, you know, what we're talking about anyway. I don't know. If I can get out of my house, other than come to shul, don't go to any other place. Come to shul, that's the safest place. If the doctor says it's also for you to go, don't go. At home. You make me, I'm giving. With my husband, with my wife, my citizen. Yes, my emotions override everything. I'm here for a kind of moment. So we did it. So we have this a minute. And you know, you're crying for every single day. That's what starts our day. The point of that, every morning we get up with him. Hineni, Avraham Avinu, maybe we'll have more Hashpanos to be Hineni. I'm here with you, I'm going to be vocal. And I'm going to control myself. Surely when I have a Machshava L'Shem Shemayim, which needs to be controlled, I'll do it in Kal V'Chomer. If I have
machshava, which is not the right thing to do. He made it. I'm with you, Uncle Yisroel. Your voice is always coming from Uncle Hashem, telling us, I'm with you, you'll be with me, and we'll get past everything. So I have a wonderful shout together with Uncle Yisroel. Chutz Kol Shem Yishavis. If we feel the Malchut of Hashem, then we can be sure. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom. Shabbos, everybody. Nice to hear you.